Scientists know that human cancer cells grow by getting energy from adjacent tumors, where cells have begun to self-destruct. The spread of cancer is accelerated by the death of these cells.
This process called autophagy, which literally means to self-eat, is present in all cells, but what we're finding in our research is that cancer cells have a very high level of autophagy even before any treatment. And so they are poised to take on the damage from existing cancer therapies and simply break down the damaged parts and recycle them to fuel further growth.
Dr. Ravi Amravadi spoke to us via Skype. He is a cancer specialist at the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine. His group treated patients by combining conventional cancer medications with the anti-malarial drug hydroxychloroquine. The compound is known to inhibit autophagy, and researchers hoped it could stop cancer cells from growing. In clinical trials, scientists found that hydroxychloroquine paired poorly with some cancer drugs, but it worked well with others, such as temsirolimus, in helping to halt tumor growth. A so-called stable disease rate in patients with melanoma and aggressive skin cancer.
Melanoma is one of the most aggressive cancers, and when temsirolimus was tested in melanoma, it had a 0% stable disease rate. When we combined it with hydroxychloroquine, the malaria drug, the stable disease rate went up to 76%. So that's a very big difference.
Researchers used a high dose of hydroxychloroquine to block autophagy, much higher than what's normally used to treat malaria. The doses has not yet proved harmful. Dr. David Ruggiero at the University of California, San Francisco, is also studying the growth of cancer cells. He says the results of the research with hydroxychloroquine are promising.
This has been somehow a great, of course, discovery, because we know that these compounds are not toxic, has been already used.
But Dr. Amravadi warns that oncologists should not use the anti-malaria drug outside of clinical settings. He says hydroxychloroquine has severe side effects when combined with some cancer drugs. So the knowledge of which compounds work well together is critical. Vidushi Sinha, VOA News, Washington.